Le'ili nishmas rev kleine mishkalman ben revel melech. Yuma perak beis mishna aleph. Bereshana kol misha roi to litrum es mizbeach tarim. In the beginning, any kohen that wanted to be tarim the mizbeach, to do trumas adeshin on the mizbeach, would be tarim. There are 24 mishmaros kahuna, and each mishmar, when they would serve, each day of the week was a certain beis av, was a different beis av for that mishmar, beis av of the kohanim. Within the beis av, if a certain kohen would want to be tarim the deshin in the morning, he would do it, and there was no lottery with that. But when there were a lot of people that wanted to do Truma Sadeshin, one person within the Beis Av said, I want to do it, and his friend said, I want to do it. Rotzen va'olim bekevesh, the way they would work it out was they would run up to the top of the ramp. Whoever got to the top of the ramp was 32 amas long, and when you got to the top of the ramp, whoever got there first, which is to 4 amas from the top of the ramp, right by the Mizbeach, he's the winner, Zacha. And what if you had two people that got there at the same time? The Mamuna, the person that was designated and appointed to be in charge of the lottery, like we said, this is one of the people that were appointed on designated officers. It was the Mamuna ala Paisas, the person that was in charge of the lotteries that we've said in the previous Mishnayos. And he would say, Hamamuna Imlem Hatzbiu, stick out your fingers, because now they're going to do a lottery and you're not allowed to count people, as we know. So you count the fingers, like the Rav explains. And they would do this in a way that they would all go in a circle, and the person in charge, the Mamuna, would take the hat, the mitznefes, of one of them, and he would start the counting from that person. He would pick out a random number. Each person would have his finger sticking out, and the number he would always pick was always a number that was much larger than the people that were there. And whoever the number would end at, he would be the coin that was chosen for that particular avoda. And this is the way they would do all the paisas in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, even though the contest here was really one versus another person, but you can't really have a lottery just with two people. So once this happened, where two people got to the finish line at the same exact time, then they did the lottery with everybody, like the Rav explains. Umahein motzien, and what did they stick out? Achos or shtayim, one or two fingers. Ve'ein motzien agudol b'mikdash, but you cannot stick out your thumb in the base of mikdash. The reason is, as Rav explains, because there were trickers that would spread their fingers apart. The thumb can be spread much further apart than the other fingers, and it would look like two fingers, two people would be counted, because a guy would make a cheshbon and say, hey, if I put out two fingers and it goes around again, it's going to end up by me. So therefore, they did not allow any thumbs in the Beis HaMikdash for this. And the reason that it was one or two of the other fingers is because a coin that wasn't so healthy, it was harder for him to stick out one finger without another finger going with it. So a person has weak hands, it's easier for him to stick out two fingers at a time as opposed to one.